Y'all want to talk about that?
Oh, y'all don't want to talk about it. You took two shots?
I did take two shots of mezcal. My first time drinking since your wedding.
Oh my, really?
Very good.
No.
No.
Was your wedding first or my brother's?
Your brother's was first and then you came to mine.
Yeah, I think yours. No, unless I'm forgetting something.
My man.
Yeah. On a Wednesday afternoon.
I was just saying that my brain wasn't working, so I felt like I needed a shot, but like I don't want to sound like an alcoholic.
No, it's okay.
An hour before we started recording, I was like, my brain's not working today and I don't know what to do. And normally, alcohol just kind of gets rid of that.
It's like a jump start.
It feels so bad for me to say that, for it coming out of my mouth, that I just need that to just like clear my mind.
Well, it's a problem. You didn't even know where the alcohol was in your house. Exactly. So that's a good sign.
Yeah. I was like, where's the alcohol again? You're right. That is good.
Yeah, you're good.
You know, we start drinking again on this damn podcast, though. Once you're done with this health kick, because I want to be able to start drinking. Oh, he's on
the same.
Look at our old episodes. Matt, all the good times we had, we're hammered.
Mariah, what was I saying last night?
You were saying a lot of things.
But what was one thing I said?
I'm bringing drinking
back on the podcast.
Yeah.
I felt it was just fun.
Please.
I just forgot about the cameras when I was like drinking, and I just want that feeling to come back. Because like right now, I just feel like we're on like the morning show, and I'm just like, you know, we're live. Yeah. And I just can't make a mistake. And that's why I'm just so like on edge all the time. And I just want to like just do a little smack, you know?
Okay. Right. Smack just, is.
Okay. Oh, I mean, like, I thought the smack was like the smack, like smack the wine bag.
Oh,
smack,
smack a little goon, slap the bag.
Oh, wait, did that sag as we were?
I just looked over at it.
It wasn't like that when we started recording.
It definitely was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I think roll it the was. Tape. I think it was.
Roll the tape. Ba, 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 ba. Y'all want to talk about that? Let's roll the intro, baby.
Let's do it.
I drank too much. Oh, all right.
It's coming to baby. Wow.
Hola, ¿cómo está? Welcome back to Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. ¿Cómo estás? How's everybody doing today?
What? We be in.
Good, very good.
E2.
How's everybody's week been?
Honestly, pretty good.
I'm doing all right. I partied all weekend because everyone's having all their Christmas parties. You know, it's that weekend right before everyone starts leaving town. I went to a Christmas party, I swear, every freaking night this past weekend. And now I'm feeling it. I'm feeling damn sick, man. I don't feel good. I don't have COVID.
Like sick as in like, oh no, I thought you just meant like it was sick, just like sick of everything.
No, dude.
Oh, you feel run down?
My throat feels like sandpaper. My nose feels on fire. I don't feel the need to cough, but I'm just like, all I want to do is crawl up and die.
You know what helps? I do this, and now I do this every time. Exercise, a healthy diet.
I've exercised every day this week. I've been on a fucking grind.
No, that's good. That's good.
I want to go.
Do you still work out every day?
I started working out I worked out every day last week and then worked out every day up to this week.
Oh, that's good.
But it was my first time in like a month. I hadn't worked out since my wedding.
So you've been to quite a few Christmas parties?
Yeah. Quite a lot.
Have you heard of any?
I haven't heard of any.
I haven't heard of any.
Oh man, you guys are missing out on all the invites.
Yeah, but no, I honestly like staying. I've been loving staying in.
Oh, it's been
I'm just getting old very quickly. It's been nice. Like when I wake up on a Saturday or a Sunday and I'm just like on my bed and I'm just like not hungover. It's just like fuck.
Oh, but then I love a Sunday where you do nothing because you're so hungover.
I'll be right back though. Like when February, March hits. I'm going to get crazy again.
Okay.
I think it's usually the summer months, right? Or no, it's spring. Sorry. Like from March to August, I think is when like I really lose myself. And then I get back on track.
Right.
I think because your birthdays.
You do like alcoholic hibernation.
That was real funny, huh, Jordan?
But when Christmas break rolls around and you're spending time with your friends and family, I'm drinking every day.
Oh, really? You see, I'm the opposite. I feel like I don't, like, with my family, I don't, like, need to drink. Or, like, friends from back home, I don't need a drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think my parents love when I come into town because they're excited because they get to drink every day because we're around.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know. I like drinking with my parents a lot.
No, and I do, too. But, like, it doesn't, it doesn't come up.
What are your parents like go-to drinks? Like if they're making themselves
a drink.
My mom is
a mojito gal.
Mojito, like at home, like private little. So
they don't drink at home. Like if my dad does, it'll be like after cutting the grass, he'll have a beer.
Okay.
But if they go out, my mom will get like a mojito. And my dad will just get some sort of beer.
Okay.
My mom's a margarita gal.
Margarita.
Yeah. Just
classic, skinny, salt on the rim.
I think just classic. I'm trying to think of any. My mom used to be a big fan of Smirnoff Ice.
Ooh.
Oh,
like
yeah.
She would drink that religiously. It's funny looking back because now it's like nobody drinks that,
unless
right?
Unless
you're icing somebody. But like no one's coming with a pack of Smirnoff Ice. It just doesn't happen anymore. Especially since like. When you drink it,
is it real super sugar? Sweet. It's not like fake sugar.
It feels like you're drinking like a bag of cotton candy. It's just so heavy. You're drinking like, oh God. And drinking a whole six pack, but my mom would drink that religiously. And that's the beer that I used to sneak into high school.
Hey guys.
With Smirnoff Ice. I'd put it in a bottle, one beer. One Smirnoff Ice, thinking that
sharing
that was going
it, sharing
to...
Sharing it with, like, six friends.
And what, like...
Are you feeling
isn't
it?
Isn't that crazy? Drinking one beer in a water bottle. Take a sip. That's why I got bullied. They're probably like, Zane, that's so sick. They'd all go home and be like, what Smirnoff the hell? The all taking shots. Didn't even know what shots were yet.
I do love, like, the red, white, and blue Smirnoff Ice, though. Like, the Rocket Pop Smirnoff Ice.
Never heard of
them. Oh, they have them around like 4th of July times, I think.
Remember Mariah, Pinnacle?
My life used to be hell because of Pinnacle.
Pinnacle was the move.
Was it whipped cream Pinnacle? Yes.
Yeah, look all the flavors.
That's the one I remember.
The spins that would put you through. My God, I miss it every day. Oh,
boy, going to bed would be like riding Sheikra.
Exactly.
You would just be.
Because Zane was drinking cake Pinnacle.
Oh, no. I was going hard. And the... Because of the people that I were drinking with, I was always crossfaded this shit. I would drink that and I always have that blunt right with it. That blunt right with it. And yeah.
It
dark
seems
times.
Like these brands just create, like these alcohol brands are made just for underage drinking. Like who's an adult going out and buying Pinnacle? I don't know. Like,
you'll be surprised. I think a lot of people, I think middle
Honestly,
America.
I think my mom would be like, oh, wow.
A lot of middle America.
Strawberry shortcake like, vodka.
Drink that
like,
shit.
You know
like,
what I mean?
Yeah, maybe there are more people.
My mom's drink. Top cabinet. So my stepdad's shit was all like whiskey and, you know, that type of shit. And then my mom's shit would be like flavored vodka, flavored tequila, like flavored shit where she didn't have to really mix it with anything.
I get it because my mom like loves Malibu.
Oh, like, I love Malibu too.
So
even
good.
Though I never drink it, but I love it.
Yeah, they like that sweet stuff.
Ooh, yeah, that's nice, Malibu.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm betraying Happy Hour. Guys, Happy Hour tequila seltzers are also amazing,
which
you could buy at any Venmo, Bevmo, and Ralph's. Where else is it at?
Whole Foods. Total Wine. We're out here. We're in Texas. We're in Florida. All over New York.
Yeah.
Kentucky.
Very good. Yeah, you can make sure you get yourself a pack, especially for the winter times.
Bevmo is such a great store. Have you been into Bevmo?
They
hook you up with like you join the Bevmo club, which is free. You get it like at a sales like a sale price.
Yeah.
The employees are so nice. They have such a great collection and selection of seasonal brews.
Is it pretty much like the Sam's Club of alcohol?
It's not like you're not buying it wholesale, but they just carry like a lot of stuff that normally you wouldn't get at like Ralph's or your typical grocery store. So yeah,
it is crazy. Just a whole store like that big dedicated to just alcohol.
Yeah, baby.
Has anybody tried real moonshine?
No, I've seen like the gas station ones where it says moonshine, but that's not real moonshine.
No,
right?
So that isn't real moonshine. No. There's shit with like the strawberries in it.
You can't buy it at a store. Like it's something where somebody has to make in their backyard. It. Yeah.
But no, I don't think I've ever had real moonshine.
If you watch the process of it, it is the most terrifyingly beautiful scientific thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
Those crazy words that you just put together.
Like you watch it and you're like, how does anybody figure this out? why would you even drink this in the first place?
Isn't it like over 100% alcohol? Like, isn't it a crazy like amount? Of, you take like a few sips and you're like, seeing shit.
There's like copper piping. You let it evaporate. And then you like take that like evaporated water up top. And if you drink like that first one that comes out, you will die.
Who sits there? Remember the movie Eurotrip?
Yes.
What they drank and then she like made out with her twin brother?
Yes.
That was absinthe. But like, I think that's moonshine is that same world as absinthe where like.
It's like a borderline psychedelic. Like
I think it's just so potent.
Just very, very potent. Yeah.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Do you just take one shot of it and then you're like, fine?
I think you just have one sip and you are in trouble.
Damn. And that takes some like serious engineering for someone to be that heavy of like an alcoholic and like addicted to
190 proof.
And what's a normal? I don't know my proofs very that well. What's like
maybe 30?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How much did we spend? I still to this day, remember you and me
on the cruise?
Yes. You and me had a shot of Louis the 18th or whatever that the most expensive.
Oh yeah. It was like what? $500 a shot or something? No. Like something ridiculous. So
it was absurd. And we were laughing about it because the price was for a half of a shot.
Yes.
It wasn't a full shot.
And Is that it?
Yes, we had a drink of that.
Louis 13, yes.
The Louis the 13th, but the $5,000 bottle.
It was insane. So we were looking at the price that they had listed, and we were like, there's no way anybody's buying this. There's no reason. But we were laughing because like we had to try it. Like just to get it out of our system almost.
Yes, because we kept looking at the damn sign.
We all split a half of a shot.
You and me split a half a shot.
Yeah, and we were just like, it just didn't make any sense.
How much money was that, though?
I think it was $350.
Shit! For half of a shot,
I'm
we did that?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Oh, God, I thought it was cheap. Okay, but I guess split, it wasn't that bad. It was fun for the memory.
Can this cruise, and I know they can get in trouble. Yeah, this is very illegal, but like, why do I feel like so many people do it, and they can get away with it? Especially for like a part of a cruise. Anyways, imagine they had this bottle, right? And they just filled it with some cheap, like just something similar to it. Or people that are like, it's like, all right, imagine like
our first time tasting it, we couldn't compare it to something.
Exactly. So why do I feel like when people like us come up and they're like, oh my God, we want to try that. All he's got to do is just pull like his like backup that's not actually Louis the 13th and pour a set. You know what I mean?
He could, but that's so risky to do that. Like, because, like, if someone did catch you and busted you for that, you'd be in some serious trouble. I think he wants it to be real. Because also some people maybe really know their taste and they do know what the real thing is and they're going to pay it.
That's true. You're right. Yeah.
No.
That was kind of a
if you wanted to pull a perfect con job, that would be a way to do it. But, like, you just have to bank on that, that your patrons are going to be that dumb.
I'm sure they could have done it to us because we were like, yes. What do you think it tastes like?
It could have been anything, and I would have been like, ooh, this is nice.
That would have been a good joke if he gave you like that first shot, and it wasn't. It was just like Jack Daniels, and then he was like, you know what? This is actually it. that's me as a bartender. I would do that. Guess what, guys?
What? Tell me, Zane. What is it?
I just got summoned for a jury duty.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, this is the first time you've gotten it?
My first time. Guess what I did with it?
Threw it away.
No, you didn't, Zane.
Oh, my man.
Well, I guess, y'all, the first time you do it, I think you can do that, but your second time, you cannot do that.
I'm not doing it. You know why? I'm not a good person to judge someone else's like trial. Like I'm just not good at it. Mm. And I'm also a liability, right? Because anything that happens in that courtroom, I'm going to bring right back to the podcast. I'm they're not going to want that.
Just do it because he thought he would be on the next show. You know, right. He probably, in my head, you would read it and be like, oh my gosh, they're filming season two. I should probably do this.
But you know what? They would do that. Maybe. Should I do it?
Leah, go through the trash.
Here's the thing. Look, I know it's like my duty as like an American or whatever the fuck. It's my duty like do jury duty. But what if this shit just goes for a really long time and you can't pull out?
Okay, Zane, the thing is, you have to, you get summoned, you have to go to basically this mini audition thing where
auditions?
Yes. They get everybody around and they'll start asking questions to see who's mentally sane enough. Oh, that's perfect. When you go and you wear your, like, I'm going to come t-shirt.
Oh, can I say like, oh, I'm just, I'm, I.
You should just say, I want someone to go to jail today. Like, I am all for the death penalty. Welcome,
baby.
Yeah. You just say, I don't want to
make it too. I kind of want to say, oh my God, I have a podcast. I can't wait to talk about this.
Sure. Yeah. You could say that and they'd be like, ooh, maybe you're not the best person for it.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. So that's what you have to do. But now that you've said no the first time, they're still going to hit you back up again, asking you to
Have you ever done jury duty?
I have been summoned. And then when I like put in my information, they go, okay, check this website every single day for the next couple days. And then we'll ask you when to come in. I did that all the 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And I never had to go in and I'm done. So I'm out of the system.
Oh, wow.
Unless like.
Zane, you're good. So in order to get out of doing jury duty, you have to have a physical or mental impairment.
Oh, perfect. Oh, okay. I'm good.
No form of transportation. You would have to travel a long distance to attend the court date.
That shit's far. Or, it's like a
or provide care for a dependent and cannot afford to pay for care. But at the same time.
What if it's like the next like OJ trial or something, you know?
Yeah, but then that's even worse.
I know. Really that's like that's the last thing I want to be
in one where you can get it done in a week. If you're part of a huge national trial.
That sucks.
That sucks. But
it sounds exciting in the moment. And then you're just like, after you're in there, you're like, this but is going to take
If you had a typical 9-to-5 job where you really fucking hated going to work.
Yeah.
And you had an opportunity.
This could be really exciting.
Go do jury duty. I mean, hell, like.
Yeah.
Because they cover your pay, right?
Yeah, and I think they feed you and like.
This might sound like just so unrelatable. I don't know. If I was able to like come back and talk about it and just trust everybody watching and listening that they're not going to like, you know, talk about it, that would be awesome. Like just doing it and then doing my duty, like sitting there and actually listening and participating and coming back and being able to talk about it. But it just like doesn't go anywhere further than than the viewers. Listening and you guys, I think I would do it in a heartbeat.
You know what
I'd
goes down in jury duty though, right? Like you go into a room and all of you have to sit there and collectively agree on the decision before you can go out.
Yeah.
Which is, it can take hours, forever.
Baby, I've seen jury duty.
Yeah.
That's how I know. I've seen the show.
I don't really understand the whole you have to collectively agree.
Yeah.
Kind of takes away the point of you should have your own opinion about it.
I know, but like they have to, the thing is that they have to collectively make a decision. They can't just each make a decision.
Okay, but what if one person doesn't agree? It just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah, you keep discussing.
Until that one person caves and doesn't technically agree.
Well, I don't think it is exactly, but I think that it just leads to more conversation and talking about it and discussing. I think that's what
you should see the movie. That's 12 Angry Men. Have you ever heard of
it? I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
It's a great like airplane movie because it just all takes place in this courtroom. But these guys go in and agree and have to vote because there's this kid who's getting convicted and thinks that he murdered like his neighbor. And originally everybody is saying guilty, guilty, guilty. And one guy goes not guilty. And they're like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? We all want to get out of here. And then he goes back around and he explains his argument and slowly but surely everybody starts seeing what this guy's point is. It's a great movie, but yeah, it's kind of intense. Like
it is crazy that decisions are based off of random people that are just in the courtroom listening. That's insane.
Knowing my fate is up to them.
It's insane. And like we all know how people are in the end of the day. Like they're You know how they vet people or they get rid of people that are, you know how easy I feel like it is to probably just bypass that and sit there and just knowing that your decision is locked on somebody just because of anything, just because of who they are, like what they look like or their skin color or anything. You can still bypass that and there you can still judge somebody by that. I think that's crazy. Just like random people.
If I was a jury duty, my biggest weakness, I would be too like animated listening to the people talk. Like after a lawyer be like, and this is why he did not commit the murder. I'd be like,
I think it should come down to, you know, like the Supreme Court, they have like judges.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're the ones that make the decision. I think that's just how they should set it up too. And I think, I know that's like, there's a way they can do it where it's not just random ass people. It's people that are experienced and have seen or have seen a lot of different situations that I feel like should make that decision, not random ass people that you're grabbing out of just their normal everyday life to do this job, and
you know,
and expect them to
is that the lawyer who is fighting for the person, like if they did it and they know that the person did it, they got to go up there and lie and fight against
that too. That is fucking insane
to me.
That's crazy. And it's, and after that's after they know.
Like, I couldn't be a lawyer, know that you murdered somebody.
I would
like,
never.
If
I would
you killed a child and I had to go up there and be like, he didn't do it for this reason, this reason, this reason. I as a person would not be able to do that.
But it's not even this person didn't do it. You would come up with an excuse why it was okay for him to do it and why you should lower his sentence because he had to because of this.
Yeah.
Because it happened, right? But they would come up with excuses and like.
But if there was no proof. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it was up to like
because
speculation.
Everyone has a right to be defended.
Yeah, people like have the right to a speedy trial. Like have the right to.
It's crazy.
Have it. I know it is wild, but that's also a good. That's also a good lawyers. You're able to argue both ways. They got to teach you that. What else is new?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not only very drunk, but I think I blacked out the whole time I was talking. Yeah. Did I make sense at all?
Yeah,
when I was
you
talking?
Were good. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
His tolerance went down.
My tolerance went down by a lot. Dude, I took like baby steps too.
Have you seen the guy that makes food at like hotels?
Like a chef?
No, just this random dude, but he'll like cook meals without traditional means of cooking, like no grill. Like he'll like grill a steak with a hairdryer. In a hotel room.
This isn't the dorm room is cooker this like, guy. I've seen the guy who has like the pot in his dorm and like will make lobster like in his bed.
There's people that are doing it, but the guy will like go into hotels and things like that. But he just did one where he was on a plane.
Oh, Finita was talking about this. Go on.
And he goes into the bathroom on the plane, brings like this battery thing with these connectors, and he starts boiling shrimp in the sink. And cooking like mashed potatoes, shrimp, and then he puts it in the barf bag to bring back to his seat.
Hell,
no way.
Watch this cooking process.
Oh my god, this is a real plane. Oh no!
How
did he get on the plane with that stuff?
Exactly. And wait, can we pause this?
You can bring batteries on the plane. You just can't have it in your checked bag.
Heath. You know the amount of chaos that would cause if someone caught him just that.
I know.
Just that on the bathroom sink.
Because that looks like.
I would freak the fuck up. Like, what? It almost just looks like a bomb that he's creating.
But who's not smelling like sous vide shrimp? You know what I mean? Look at them seasoning. That is disgusting. I wouldn't even eat that afterwards.
It doesn't matter how well you clean that sink. That's fucking disgusting.
I'm so curious what flight he took to make this happen. He had to have gone on with like
that's Delta. Is Delta. I can tell.
And then brings it back.
He opens it up and like, can you imagine just a person on the other side going, what are you doing in there?
That is wild.
Psst. I'd love eating garlic shrimp and mash.
Imagine you're on the seat over and you look over and you see him. You just see him film this whole thing.
Oh, absolutely not.
Bro.
Disgusting.
I wanted to think that he had like staged this shit. That is awful. Shame on him.
Okay, but
I can't
look,
even believe he's showing his face.
Look, obviously in his head, he was like, this is going to get insane views because this is crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Cooking a meal in the bathroom sink on an airplane. If I thought of this, I probably would have done it.
There was another one where they opened the toilet and like laid like kind of like a grilling rack and like grilled something in the toilet with like meat on top.
Oh, fuck
as like
no.
a grill.
Was the rack like between the toilet
across
seat
the
and
toilet?
The
yes,
he's like got a rotisserie going on. Just
you are not that hungry that you need to make a meal on the flight.
No.
You'll get hungry. You get hungry in economy. Those bitches take a long fucking time to get to you. And then you don't even really get a meal. You get like snacks. I get it.
I don't get it.
He's so excited.
How excited he is. It's just that double battery pack. That's.
Yeah. I'm surprised that you can like just take that on a plane. But I guess it's a battery. It's okay.
It looks like stuff to make a bomb, though.
You know when they're like lithium ion batteries, do you got it in there? I'm like, I don't.
That is definitely worse than a lithium ion battery.
Patricia had this suitcase that I was just borrowing, and they go, lithium ion battery? I'm like, nope. She goes, well, let's. What's this? And she presses this button, and a whole battery comes out of the side.
So why
do they put the batteries in these brand new suitcases when they're not allowed?
I'm not sure, because
it's like these charging ports that they build into the luggage, but every time I go there, they're like, we don't accept these.
So I'm pretty sure that it's checked bags can't have batteries.
Okay.
Carry-ons, you're allowed to have batteries.
Weird, because it's all going to the same place.
I think it's just a safety thing. Like if something, like all the bags below the plane, like if something happened to the battery, it exploded, caught fire down there, it's probably harder
to just won't know
to get to or something like that. But if, you know, a battery exploded on the, probably be scarier if somebody next to you's battery popped.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess it would be easier to solve the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys saw, but Saw 11 was just announced yesterday that, or Saw just announced yesterday that they're making another movie.
Ooh. Are you going to be in it?
I don't know. I'm doing my best. I am working. But, you know, whatever, like, I know the guy, the producer said all that on the thing, but it doesn't promise anything. You know, that's just how it is. But I am.
That would be sick.
I just want my, I imagine seeing my name somewhere in the credits. I would have a panic.
Just seeing your name in credits is pretty just cool. Just
something, even as an extra, even as like janitor or water passer, just something, you yeah. know? I'll make it work.
Is McDonald's is putting out like a new restaurant called Cosmics?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what is it? Like it's
basically like a Dutch bro. It's a drink shop.
It's not about the burgers. Yeah.
So it's going to be like a drive-through drink place to get like coffees and
I think the one in Illinois opened.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I'm super excited for it because we love beverages. Like all we want to do is just have like a new
beverages
drink.
Are like a place that makes a ton of beverages.
And they're all
fun.
Like energy
sour cherry energy burst island pick me up punch blueberry ginger boost.
Ooh, ever since Panera Bread, I don't know if you should be making any energy burst drinks.
That's true.
In a place
like that. I'm super excited for it. I think it's going to be really cool.
Hot damn. That does look kind of fun.
I'm surprised that McDonald's didn't come out with something like this already just because they're doing so well. You know? They have so much
they're
money
gonna
to make something.
Over with this.
The Cosmics? You think
so?
You don't think it won't be like a trend? It's going to come and go really fast?
No. Because of how many they've already said that they're opening.
How many are they opening?
They want to do over 50,000.
50,000?
50,000.
What?
Whoa.
How many McDonald's are in the U.S.?
Oh,
millions.
Wait, millions?
There's like at least a million.
Wait, millions? I mean, really?
Is that too bold to say?
I think so. Here, 40,000.
Oh, shit. what do I know? But wait, they're going to put more Cosmics than McDonald's?
I don't know, man.
Dude, I'm terrible with numbers.
No. I just know that was way off.
Like, do you
like
think
no
you
way.
Could go into a room? I'm always fascinated by people who can look
guessing
at like
people.
You're at a party and go, how many people do you think are in this room? And someone will be like, 100, or someone goes, 100.
I'm so bad. 40.
Like, it's crazy. People have
even
that
if you
ability.
Showed me two rooms and you're like 170, one's 100. Which one? I couldn't even like. Even if you gave me 5 seconds, I couldn't tell you which one it was.
It's like the jelly bean jar.
Yes, yeah. The jelly bean jar, man.
It could be 500 or 150,000, and I
couldn't tell you. I just don't have like the brain for that.
I just have to count.
McCosmics. What is it like? Supposed
no,
to be
Cosmics.
No, Cosmics.
Oh,
but Cosmics. That's not a bad name.
Is it supposed really to, is it supposed to be like a play on like the cosmos, like out of this world? Like
it's named after the alien guy character. Hold on.
There was an alien guy part of the...
Yo, they keep popping up. Grimace did not exist before a year ago.
Yo, that guy, I do not remember him.
I don't remember him either.
Wow. I want to see what they do with...
They're gonna do every character. I think you're right. The Grimace took off and they were like, this is it. We should do every character.
Hamburglar Penitentiary. It's like an actual... Weird.
Ronald McDonald is just such a scary idea.
Wait, the clown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's when clowns
are
like,
but that's a perfect killer. Like, They should make an A24 movie of Ronald McDonald being a like just murdering.
Say it looks like Succession. And then the Hamburglar.
Wait, I thought the Hamburglar was was part of Burger King.
No.
Burger King. Why did I say it like that? Burger King.
No, that's the Burger King is in Burger King.
I know, but I thought it was Burger King and also Hamburglar.
Hamburglar. Oh. Love that they just like encourage and endorsing crime. Like, yeah. Our burgers are so good.
You're going to steal them.
You're going to steal them.
Burger so good, make you steal, boy.
I don't blame the Hamburglar, though, you know.
But they don't have any of those characters in anything for McDonald's anymore, right? They kind of got rid of them in all aspects.
So, I mean, they stopped getting rid of the playgrounds. Once the playgrounds went,
yeah.
Starbucks has been trying to become like this like grab and go place. They don't even want you sitting down at a McDonald's
really?
Anymore. I get the vibe. It's not a place of spending the day at McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's going super automated.
Especially because
order ahead through the app, just getting
DoorDash and all that. Yeah, that's like making people just want to like kind of chill. Did you, I saw a TikTok, very interesting. I saw a TikTok where a guy was talking about how this country there's no sense of a third place anymore.
Uh-huh, yes.
Did you see that one?
I always had this as a topic to bring up.
Do you remember, I don't remember exactly what he said.
So, like, they're talking about the youth. You have your home, and you have your work or school. You have a place where you go. People love having a third place. And for the longest time in culture in America, your third place would be the mall.
Yeah.
Since malls are dying down, people are at a loss of where their third place
somewhere like an escape to go to when you're not at home or work.
Exactly. And there's no point of like, you know, going out to eat or like going to spend $20 on a drink. You might as well just stay home and just invite somebody over.
And there's no sense of community outside of your work and home.
Exactly. Yeah. I just found it really interesting because it has happened, especially in our time. Like even in high school where there was, I feel like a sense of community, we could all meet up and hang out somewhere like every week. Mm-hmm. But I don't even know what high school kids are doing these days. Like, is there even a sense of,
just go home and they log on and,
or yeah, it's just, it's so crazy.
I feel like it also has to do with hobbies.
True.
I feel like your third place kind of revolves around your hobby. If you're into bowling, you're at the bowling alley or golf course, whatever it is. I feel like people don't really have hobbies like they used to.
Is bowling expensive?
No, especially when you
When you own your own ball and shoes. There's nothing to rent.
You're just paying for your time, and I bet you can sign up for a membership where you get the lanes for free. I think it's a great little hobby. The thing is, though, it's like chess. Bowling's always fun until you're playing against someone who's really good at it, and then you're like, "All right, guys."
Bowling is kind of like golf, where you're only playing against yourself. Like you're getting your own score.
No, you're still playing against all the other people in bowling.
Yeah, but like you're still playing. You're still trying
to get better
like,
every
it's
time.
Not, yeah. It's not like somebody else's move determines your next one.
Oh, good point. Right?
You know,
so it's like golf, kind of.
Yeah, literally, like you're in a competition with yourself to get your own highest score.
True.
Did you guys watch that last movie that came out on Netflix? Leave the World Behind?
Yes. Did you like it?
I watched it a couple nights ago.
It was a fun watch. After watching that movie, I know it's just a movie, but it's crazy how much we all just rely on the internet, right?
And technology in general.
If the internet were to just like kind of disappear, it would very quickly go from boredom to going insane.
Losing it.
And people never like needed the internet back then. Think about like fucking 30 years ago. Nobody was using the internet and everybody was like pretty fine. But now you get rid of that, world would literally flip upside down.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
I'm curious how long it would take for me to start going insane about it. Because if everyone's in the same boat and no one can have it, then I'm like, well, no one else can get on it, so what am I getting so antsy about?
But like, the thing is that you would, though, because it's a part of our everyday life, and we've been doing it for years. It'd be really hard to just like, oh, that's fine. It's not part of it. It would only be easy for people that are not on their phones.
Because you can't even call somebody.
You can't do anything.
No GPS.
No, you could call, right? Because the signal, unless you have a house phone.
Like a landline.
Yeah.
Like if the power grid went down, then...
Oh, well, then that's bad.
Is that what happened in the movie? The power grid went down or
like
just
the service went down, internet went down, and then eventually, I think the power did go out.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I don't think the power ever went out, did it?
It did. Well, no, it did in the middle of the night, like that one night.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I think power grid going down is where it gets real scary.
Yeah.
Because your fridge doesn't work. Your food's going bad. As soon as you're out of food, people will be going wild. And that's when, like, real stuff starts to pop off.
So crazy.
I just right now, this moment in life, we're like, once I like have my own property, then I'll get into prepping my own self. But right now, ignorance is bliss, and I have to have faith that like nothing will go wrong.
That's so true, because it's really hard to prepare for anything here.
Yeah, when you're renting,
I feel like just in the city in general, it's just very hard, I feel like, to prepare. But when you're out in the middle of nowhere and you can like have a bunker and shit, I think that's so easy to prepare for literally anything, unless...
There's so many people here just stacked on top of each other. It would be very difficult.
Yeah.
But definitely, I think everybody should have food and water stocked up.
Right. True.
Just in case.
If it starts getting bad, though, get me the fuck out of Los Angeles.
I know, but at that by the moment that you're like, I need to get out of here, everybody's already thinking that, and trying to get out of here is already...
A lot of people, and I had the mindset of like a get out bag or a get out plan. I think your best bet is to like stay in and ride the wave for a minute. Let the, you know, madness kind of like settle and then get out, because as soon as something happens, I feel like it's going to be gridlocked on the highway everywhere. You're not going to be able to do anything. People are just going to be going crazy. Like stay in your home, protect your home for a little bit. And then I think the best plan is to get out after that.
It always seems so fictional when we talk about this. Like, I feel like a crazy person whenever we talk about this, because it sounds like it only happens in movies, but this could happen at any moment, just out of nowhere. And then you're just like, oh, I'm not prepared. What the fuck are we going to do?
Oh man. Now I'm thinking I need like, that's what I'm going to ask for Christmas, is like a bunker.
Yeah. Just build me a bunker.
You can buy like survival packs, I feel like, on Amazon too, that like come with
everything. Yeah, remember that Target video we did?
Yeah. there's a couple few sites that have long-term food options, and I forget the website I used. I think it was my Patriot Supply.
Yeah.
I did they have like a 6-month package.
Okay. I would love to be friends with a prepper who would like who would be my next door neighbor and say, "Hey, do you mind if I build a bunker over into your yard?"
I'll be Kevin like, sure. Bacon's reaction though is exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. The guy that was doing it the entire time that warned people, get food, and then all of a sudden now shit pops off and you want to show up to his door. No,
very realistic. When I saw it too, I was like, "That is so realistic." Because that would happen with people that are always prepared and that get made fun of.
Yeah,
for always being prepared, and then that's exactly the reaction that they would give. Yeah, no. When I saw that, I was like, "Oh yeah." 100%.
But I'm the personality hire. Like you want to go spend the rest of your time out of that bunker. I'm a good conversation.
We can play games. So, yeah. I got good ideas. You know the amount of money we can make after all this shit blows through? Yeah. The ideas that I have for us?
I got ideas, man. Let me in.
Business partner.
Put it right here.
Yeah, look at that. Survival pizza. Mariah's looking at where she wants to get.
She already has three in her car.
Six pizzas? Wait, six pizzas for $77?
Not bad.
But yeah, so they do it based on like 2,000 calories a day. So it gives you...
Oh, enough.
I feel like you don't need that much calories a day. You could do like 1,500.
It's just a good base. Like, because I would imagine if this is happening, you're going to be doing a lot more physical work around the house than you normally would. You're going to need food for energy.
Have we talked about this? So I've been watching The Walking Dead lately and stuff. How down for survival are you, though?
So, okay.
Like, wait, what do you mean? Okay.
Because, like, I'm watching The Walking Dead now. I'm on season 5 of this shit.
Oh, so you're in.
Yo, at that point, like, it just seems like they're running into misery after misery.
You're prolonging the inevitable, is what you're thinking.
I would doubt my own will to survive if I know it's just going to be this dark for the rest of the way. I might just go, I'm checking out.
And you just walk into them?
Or are you like... I must survive till the very last moment I can survive. Is your desire to survive very strong?
I'm in it for survival.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just because I'd be so curious too. I want to keep living for the curiosity of what is going to happen.
True.
Too, because if obviously if you still have a family, you still have family, you still have kids, you want to keep on going for them. You want to protect them as long as you can. But if you're by yourself at that point, I think it's just merely for entertainment. I just want to see what's going to happen.
If I'm
able to live through this, fuck yeah. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, I'm one of the people that like actually survived this. And
the movie Leave the World Behind was very biblical without being biblical. Oh, big time.
Yeah.
And I think it was also the power cyber attack thing, but also mixed with like the rapture.
Mm-hmm. That's when the daughter, though, she references that story from The West Wing where it's like the guy is waiting, a flood is coming, and they're like, ship comes. They're like, sir, can we save you? No, God will save me.
Right.
Another thing comes. No, God will save me. Then they die and they get to the pearly gates, and God's just like, and then he goes, why didn't you try to save me, God? And he goes, I sent you three ships.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm with the survival.
Yeah.
Like, get through the trials and tribulations and make it to the rapture.
I know. I think the people around me would keep me going. But if I lose, like, my wife, my kids, my best friends.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out with people I don't like.
That's a lot of strength to keep going, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people I feel like couldn't even make it through that. We were even talking about just traveling alone.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just a buddy of ours just went to Japan by himself. And I was telling Heath, like, that's crazy that, like, you can go just to another country by yourself and just try to experience everything without somebody by your side, just to even chat with. Mm-hmm. I feel like that just helps.
I think it's so good for you, though. Like, that soul searching, being in another country alone, going through all these, like, crazy life experiences, not sharing it with somebody, I feel like is very good for, you know.
And not coming back and being like, you have to talk about it to everybody.
That's the thing.
Yeah. You internalize your own enjoyment. It's so important.
Like, find out what you like
alone,
I think would be really good for you.
Yeah.
Do you ever like go eat by yourself? Like, have you ever sat down at a restaurant, eat by yourself? I love that.
I've done that many times.
When I'm like, Patricia and I were like torn about like a restaurant. Like, she's like, well, I don't want that. And I'm like, she's like, if you want to go eat somewhere, you can. I'm like, I can. She goes, yes, go. And I'm like, okay.
Do it and keep your phone in your pocket the whole time.
Oh yeah. Oof. I don't know. That's a little tough. I gotta kind of entertain like while I eat.
Yeah. I definitely don't mind doing that for like, I could do that for most of the day. I could do it for a whole day. That's fine. But I think it's just like, leaving the country or leaving this. I think that's just like,
yeah, you gotta. It's kind of fun sharing it with somebody.
Yeah, just anybody, just to like kind of.
I think because we're in relationships, like obviously, like now I would want to share it with Mariah, but if I was single,
yeah,
I think that would be so good for somebody.
Yes.
To like go do a trip alone, go travel somewhere, and it will be difficult. It would be hard. It would be, I'm sure, stressful and frustrating at times. But I think the lessons, like, that you take out of a trip like that would be so beneficial as a person.
Heath, you know what that is? Type 2 fun.
Yeah.
100% type 2 fun. The whole time you're just sitting there, you're just like, I think I'm enjoying this. And then you're like,
I think you would learn a lot about yourself, what you like, what you don't like. Just.
Yeah, how to be single. That's like the end of the movie of How to Be Single when like Dakota Johnson goes up on that mountaintop and she like has a whole monologue about it's important for you being alone, understanding what you like, adventuring it for yourself.
I'm alone.
And internalizing
enough.
It. It's good.
What do you like?
What do I like?
Yeah. What do you like that you could go enjoy by yourself?
By myself.
Like, I like going to the movies by myself. I love just not having to wait around for someone else to be like, well, this person, will they like it? I don't know. Sometimes I hate going to movies with someone and just being like, are they enjoying this as much as I'm enjoying it? I just like going by myself.
It's my own time. I think just like work, like getting work done and errands. Like, so errands, like I never mind doing that by myself. I can't think of anything else.
Matt.
Errands?
Errands, work, anything work related.
No, I want to do nothing, by myself. Like outside of, like if you went on vacation, like what would be
entertainment?
Yeah, what would you like? What do you enjoy doing? Like a hobby or like?
I mean, you fuck it. You travel. What do you really do? You either hike, you walk
Can
around.
Can you hike by yourself? Do you ever go hike by yourself?
I've done it before. Yeah.
Okay.
But like, it's, I do it because I just need to do it. Like, I need a hike. I need to work out. But like, if I were to travel by myself and try to do it, I would walk around and I'll just be like,
I'm sure it would be more fun with people, but
yeah. Like to me, like going outside, unless I have to do it, then I'd rather just wait to go with somebody and do it.
There's a lot of like mundane that I want to go explore that for like some other people will be like, I'm not going to that. Like, I want to go to Fargo, North Dakota. I want to go like just out there and like go into a random bar and just see what those types of people are like. I want to go to the Mall of America. I want to go see Minnesota. I want to go to all these like,
yeah,
liminal spaces in the world and just make sense just of
pop
it.
Pop up in like Boise, Idaho and just see what's going on.
I want to go to Boise.
Yeah, really.
I want to go, like, I get jealous when like you see people like, we're going on tour and they're going to all those places. I'm like, I would love to go to that random little town.
To me, because you're getting work done, that is a perfect opportunity by myself. If I was like by myself and I was on tour by myself, I'm having so much fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I am getting something done along with it.
But I don't know. You can make good content.
That's a perfect example, though, of how that would be fun for me.
Yeah. Or like there was a guy who like, I'm going to every Rainforest Cafe in the entire country. I'm like, that sounds kind of fun. Like you're on there for a mission to make content, but you're going to all these weird, crazy, mundane places.
That's crazy because they all look exactly the same.
Well, I mean, every Rainforest Cafe is a little bit different, but I know, but your experience at them is different. That, though, does sound fun because sometimes, like, when there are places that are too popular or everyone's just like, oh, you got, like, Paris. I still have never been to Paris. Been to France many times. But, like, I don't really care. I don't fucking care about seeing the Eiffel Tower. I want to go see some other weird
nooks and crannies
shit
that nobody, like, has seen. Because
I feel like I'm eventually going to see it. It's going to find me. Like, I'll never buy tickets to a Snoop Dogg concert, but sure enough, Snoop Dogg will find you.
Yeah.
You're going to be in a situation where Snoop Dogg's going to be performing at some club, and you're going to be like, it's happening. You got to go in a little weird mini quests.
I've never liked touristy shit. I think it's so fun to just like go with a local somewhere and they just show you all the spots that like nobody knows about.
Yes. Or you're
like, you want to walk into somewhere and you don't want to be with a bunch of tourists, people that are not from the country that you're like visiting. You want to just be surrounded.
You want to see what the culture and the place is. You don't want to see people from all over in a area.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a place that we went to where it was just like you just saw it was just Americans everywhere. Literally, it felt like walking into a Sawgrass Mall.
Mykonos was like that. Mykonos was just all tourists.
I felt like it was like nothing else but just
Mykonos just felt like an island off of California. Really expensive island.
Did Japan not feel like that?
No, Japan felt like that.
Oh, okay.
No, I barely.
I think about the Golden Guy, that area with all those tiny little bars. I think about it once a day. Like that.
Wait, say that again?
The area Golden that Guy. Had all the tiny little bars that were only Golden Guy. That area, I wish that area just, I could go to it every day.
Every time I think of Japan, that's the first place I think about too, is just that.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
I wish
tiny
I could have
little bars. Yes. Bars are not as big as that couch. It's just.
It was so cool.
Yeah, I loved that place. I really want to go. There. I know, Patricia, we really want to go to Korea, though. But Korea is like still kind of different, but it does look cool.
I think having the chance to like visit every country, just fun.
I don't know.
If you got someone to do it with, and if you have the time.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I'll admit, and I know myself, I'm a bit of a snob. There are certain places where I'm like, this is not for me. I'm out of here. Because some places you got to rough it. I need AC.
Singapore.
I need ice water. Like, there are times where I would get a little irritable. But if it's for you, it's for you.
Honestly, that's after Singapore, I don't want to be anywhere that like is not like has or doesn't.
That's hot.
Yeah. It's just. That was brutal. Like, we were getting sick. Have you ever been sick because it was so hot outside?
No, but there's nothing that I hate more than sweating and being, like, hot when I don't want to be.
Just 24/7.
If I'm working out and I'm sweating, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm working for it, baby.
Yeah.
But, like, when I want to be comfortable in a climate and I'm hot and there is no getting away from it, boy, I get irritable.
No way.
Yeah, no way.
I could do heat as long as it's not humid. Like, Arizona, brutal temperatures.
Yeah.
But
it's doable.
But I'm not sweating in it. I'm not walking through
You know what I hate?
A hot cloud.
Or this time of year, you're like, oh, we're going to a little thing. Maybe I should put on a sweater because it's sweater season. And then you get to the fucking party and it's too fucking hot and you got to take off the damn sweater. I love being like putting on the outfit and it's perfect. You can wear the fucking outfit to wherever it is you're going.
You never do a backup shirt under it where it looks good?
I do have the backup shirt, but it's not even that fun wearing the damn backup shirt. I just hate like layers, and then you can't wear the layers in the place that you're going to this time of year.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, hopefully the AC is good where I'm going. And I'm not saying I'm putting on too many layers.
Yeah.
But like this, I put on this today. I'm like, hopefully the room's nice and cool.
Yeah, usually it isn't. For me, it's the outer that's like the shitty thing. And then under, I always come prepared because I know I'm going to get hot. Because
next thing you know, I'm walking the streets with like another sweater wrapped around my waist.
Hey, it's trendy though.
Like a freaking hula skirt.
It's very Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, I guess. It's just, I don't know.
You want a Jordan Almond?
Can we look at that house?
What house?
There was a house that was on like a TikTok of people were just like, going, what the fuck is this?
Oh, it's like a Zillow catastrophe one?
Oh, yes. I see it.
Let's go. We haven't done
one of these in a long
time. Let's rip this.
This was one I had it like, I love a good cringy Zillow catastrophe. This was one where I was like, what the hell is this?
All right. So this is the house.
This is the house.
Let's go full screen, baby.
All right. The price is at $956,000.
And it looks like a typical, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like a, it has this kind of like red barn color on the outside.
Why does it look like a standard country home.
It kind of looks like a
high school portable.
Yes, on the side. That's what it reminded me of. Plantation Middle.
So it just looks like your normal.
It looks like a house in middle America.
Yeah. Okay, and then you walk in through the front door.
Hot tub at the front door.
We walk in.
No.
Hell no.
And there's already a jacuzzi there in the floor, and then these stairs that go up to a tiny little like nook balcony in the living room.
You know that shit stank.
Oh my god!
And there's fish on the wall.
Well, you know because it's like the pool area. Obviously, it's the spa.
And that's
is that the front door right there?
Yes, that's what. That's the main living room. Is already a jacuzzi. And then we go downstairs. We got, you know, like a kind of a movie theater. We got grandma reading her book.
This is a cute room. This doesn't look too strange to me.
And then they go back. In the bedroom over there in the corner, we got a dryer.
It looks like a
Oh my god, I didn't see that. Oh, is that a body hanging? Is that an arm right there?
I think so.
No, I think that's someone standing there waiting for.
And you got carpet like on top of like the dresser too.
Oh, my parents do that. They put towels down on top of dressers. I don't know why.
My grandparents do that too.
It's for the noise. It's for the noise.
It's so, like setting things down.
Maybe.
Oh,
really? I don't
know. And then we got now the washer in the bathroom.
It's connected to the water from the.
Hold on.
Also, what kind of mirror is that above the sink where it's like,
look at the light and then the mirror.
Wait, what?
No bathtub should be that color. It makes it like
was it originally white and it turns that yellow?
No, I think it was yellow. It's all yellow.
But
like
no,
that.
That's how like
computers, like old computers
will turn yellow.
Just look yellow
after
now.
It gets like exposed to like too much oxygen. It does like change colors. Maybe that is it. Yo, this place is just like a liminal space. Like it truly,
is that thing 7,000 square feet? Why is this so small in here?
Is that half a bucket hanging on the wall? Just quirky. Oh, this is getting a serial killer. This is crazy.
Yes.
Oh god, like he built this for his victims.
Oh, it hurts my head like looking at it. It's just everything.
Oh my god.
Oh, I kind of like this room.
It seems like everything just like peaked in like 1989 and then they look at this color combo.
Wait a minute.
I'm not gonna.
And look at that. Look
at that. Is that a microwave in between the two chairs?
Yes.
That's
a toaster.
Zane, that's something we would do though. We would put a microwave.
It's coffee time.
Just popping popcorn.
I'm not gonna lie, that room, Matt. If you went to me and you said, okay, we want something like blue and purple, like make it like funky, make it cool, that's probably what I would do. Like just have no, I have no sense of just what looks good.
There's a mini golf course in the backyard, and I do think that it used to be like, and there's a locker room.
What is that?
A full basketball court?
Dude, that looks like medieval times.
This was definitely like a rec center.
Or it's like a daycare.
Like a yeah. YMCA or whatever.
Like a recreational like home. But it is just the saddest, most depressing thing.
And then we got that in the backyard. Oh my God. Is that a mini golf course? Dude, that's the biggest one I've ever...
This was somebody that had a property and was like, I'm going to start a business. We're going to do it from here, babe.
And they got this massive slide in it. I don't know. I guess if all of that must come with the house.
God, yeah, this was a school or something. Like this doesn't make sense.
This is like if Michael Jackson didn't have money and wanted to build Never Never Land on a budget.
Yeah. Is Never Never Land still around? Or
the actual like
prop? How far is that from here?
I don't know.
I don't have no idea.
It's in California, right?
I think so.
You know what? I remember actually looking it up on Google Maps, and it was like out a ways.
Yeah.
You know,
I think though, like a startup bought it, like or something. They use it as like their company's like retreat headquarters now, which is insane.
Los Olivos,
Sycamore Valley Ranch.
It's in Santa Barbara County. Okay.
Wow.
Yo, who fucking bought that?
That's where he lived? Or was that just like one of his properties?
That was his escape.
Now, Heath, I'm talking about like where he lived. Is that where he lived?
I bet he had multiple properties. It's probably like though where his like fun place was. He fun wanted place. Just to get away from all the hubbub of LA. Mm.
Park oh, ride. Look, there's your carousel that you want in your yard.
Well, that's a good start, I guess, Matt.
Wait, Matt, we found a wedding venue on the East Coast where there's a carousel inside.
In the venue.
In the
yeah,
venue.
Yeah, it's really like, cool. The wedding party is like sitting on it. It goes. It's fun. Really cool.
There was like cool pictures of people at the wedding like on the carousel.
How big was it, like a good size?
Yeah, it was a regular size one.
When people get married, like how long do they wait till they get married again? Don't they do like a second
how cool. wedding?
You're saying when you want to renew your vows?
Renew your vows, yeah. Is that like a thing that every couple does or no. is it?
My grandparents did it on their 60th. Anniversary.
It's just for fun. It's kind of like a...
Yeah, it's just like you've been together and you want to like renew them and show you're...
Still committed to each other.
You love each other. It's just like a
damn,
cute thing to
do. If a couple's willing to do it again, that means they're going strong.
But then I've known some couples who've gotten it done and it seems like they needed to get it done.
Like, really? Why?
I don't know.
Oh my...
The Please Touch Museum, that's what it was.
But that's kind of fun. I kind of like it's unique. Museum? Everybody would remember that.
Yeah.
They certainly would. It's very memorable.
And then there's just one Cassie at every wedding. Just
and then some drunk uncle gets messed up and falls off the carousel horse.
Yeah. And
oh. Oh, no.
No, you know what I want in the middle of the wedding? You know the one that spins around and like, what is it? A tilt-a-whirl that goes like this and it's got the workers running in the middle and they'll jump and be in the air and like come back down on the other side.
Yes. I've seen those. And I've seen those with like La Llorona in like the middle or like the nun. Like I've seen those in Mexico. Like, you know, the ones that like, it's not a gravitron, but it's almost like a big kind of sombrero.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, in the middle. Why do they have that one person in the middle?
It's the worker there. And then they'll like jump.
But why are they wearing that? It's not Halloween. They'll stand in the middle of that.
The most I've seen of nuns was from Grounded for Life.
What's Grounded for Life?
You never watched Grounded for Life?
Grounded for Life was a good show.
That was one of the best shows ever created. I loved
Matt,
that
you don't
show.
Remember that show?
No, I have no memory of
really?
This show. Grounded for Life.
Zane was Uncle Eddie.
Yeah, I was.
They were in Staten Island, right?
Was it only on for like one season?
No, it was on for a long time. I did the AI trend on TikTok. You know how like they show a picture and then it blows it up?
Yeah. Oh, where like it expands it. It shows everything.
It generative fills. It expands it.
Look what it did with this picture.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That looks
I don't know if I want to see what it did to that picture.
It's when you got your belly button pierced and then what?
What?
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Weird.
Is it really easy to do that? Like
it does it in like 15 seconds.
Whoa.
I don't understand.
Wait, how did it know the rest of all of our faces in that picture?
The picture went from the top of Scott's head to the bottom of Todd's mouth. AI generated the rest. AI generated like Todd's arm, his rest of his shirt, my pants, my jeans, the belly, everything.
That's crazy.
Wow.
It's unsettling.
That's pretty good.
It's scary.
AI is too much.
How do you create AI? Like, I just don't get it. How did they create it?
Because they're sifting through all these other images that look like that. And then they source whatever that is. No,
but just how do you create that fucking system? It doesn't make sense. I know.
It baffles me. Apparently, AI recently just did 800 years of research on like organic compounds. If this makes sense. Like, what would have taken 800 years for scientists to go through and identify compounds that, like, how we make plastic. That took forever for us to discover plastic. An AI just went through 800, like, years of research. So basically, Google's DeepMind just announced the Genome Project, which used AI to discover 2.2 million new materials, including 380,000 stable materials that could power future technologies. So, like, the AI just discovered these new compounds that we can use as alternatives for all the stuff we have used. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is where this, like, people are like going, this is what we really should be freaking out about, is that we just figured out all of these new advancements in science and technology. It's like exponential growth. That's where they said, like, the AI would eventually, once the AI like, accelerates it to this next point, it just happened.
All right, and that's all we have, folks. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all the podcast apps and platforms. And then you can check out the video form of these videos or episodes on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Also, make sure to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We do early access to all these episodes. Mm-hmm. You get it a few days early, all ad-free. We also do a bonus episode every single month, and Mariah's in those. So if you want to check out more Mariah's, make sure to do that. We also have a live Q&A every month. We bring people on to chat, hang out, answer questions. And then we also...
The cat got your tongue? Dean got your tongue?
I'm trying to think.
Also, stop talking shit about me not having shoes on. I like not having shoes
people
on.
People talk shit about me not having shoes on?
Both of us. They don't like that we're not wearing shoes like Heath.
It's more comfortable. Like,
they say it's not professional, but we're in my house and in my bedroom, so that was unprofessional. That should have been on silent. But yeah, we don't like wearing shoes. It's comfy. And the rug is really nice. Mariah spent a lot of time trying to find this carpet, and I want to feel it. So
I found the rug.
Oh. You did. Okay. Well, all right.
Anyway.
Love you guys so much. We'll see you unwinders in about 5 seconds.
Oh, that's what it is. We keep these cameras rolling.
Oh.
You get extended episodes of the podcast. We just keep hanging out. It's, you know, it's a good time. So, yeah, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Beautiful. All right. Peace.
Peace.
And blessings, y'all.
Mm.